to flip a bar and make a profit? Too long. Honestly, I might be here a couple of months, I cringe. But I can commute back and forth. Actually, Cal, I've been wanting to talk to you anyway, and this is as good of a time as any. Remember when I asked you to come in for a meeting last week? The morning my dad died, I reply, not at all wanting to hear the next words to come out of Keith's mouth, because I'm pretty sure it's not good. I think it's time for you to move on, Callie. You're a great manager, but I feel like the club has stalled. I pull into a parking space, throw the car in park, and stare straight ahead. Bullshit. You've never made a secret that you can be a dick, Keith. That's something we have in common. And over the 2 years we've been together, we've never lied to each other. You're right. He sighs, and I can picture him loosening his tie. It's time for us to move on, Cal. You're firing me and breaking up with me? This day just keeps getting better and better. I'm going to offer you a very generous severance, Callie. I want to tell him to shove the money, but I'm not that stupid. Why? It's time, he replies simply. Because you don't.